Hello again, everybody. I'm Ryan from December's Children. Well, it's that time of year again for our annual Christmas podcast. It's become a tradition for the band to get together each year before Christmas, have a big turkey dinner, and then record some of our Christmas favorites. But this year's podcast almost didn't happen. The weekend we planned to record, we had one of our world-famous North Dakota blizzards, and that caused no travel advisories all over the region. But despite all that, thankfully, everyone made it to the studio safely. Though some of us braved the roads back home early, others were storm-stayed in the studio, recording long into the night. Our special this year truly is a labor of love. Love for the music and for the season. And it takes a village to get it done. On behalf of myself, Kurt Lowe, Mark Sands, Kim Rost, Yenli Lowe, and Kurt DeCamp, we'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and we thank you for listening. We'd also like to thank Jeff Flatten for helping to write the script for this year's Christmas play, in which we've included our songs. We hope you enjoy it. Remember, you can always download the podcast and individual songs for free on our website, decemberschildrennd.com. Merry Christmas. Eternal paradise, where four of the Almighty's angels are gathered around heaven's Keurig machine. Abathar, Periel, Samael, and Alan. Oh, Alan. Always fighting the good fight. Have set about discussing the events of the last century. It seems our divine messengers have been busy earning their wings. Well, most of them.
Hey, crushed it with a Johnson account.
Crushed it!
Yeah, I did a number on my guy. I was gonna pull the old Scrooge thing on him, right? But I switched it up last minute and pulled a Christmas Every Day on him instead.
Oh, deep cut!
Deep cut! Nice!
We lived Christmas for 50,000 years. He figured it out. Took me about 15 minutes. He was done so fast he founded a hand sanitizer company and named it after me.
Yeah. You told us, Periel. Oh, shh. Quiet down, guys. Here comes Alan. Hey, Alan. How's the harp playing?
Good. Real good. I think I mastered Reinecke's Symphony No. 2 in C minor.
Yeah, so. I know who he is. Who do you think saved his soul? That song's about me.
Boy, that's great, Alan. You keep at it.
Gee, thanks. I was thinking about going down to Earth and getting my wings.
Hey, wings are for closers, buddy.
Look, Alan, you just gotta do it, pal. At some point, you just gotta do it. I got a guy for you. Real piece of work. A real jerk. You'll know him. He's got a tattoo on his hand. But you can fix this guy. You just gotta go for it. All you need is a little push.
Wait, wait, what are you doing? Help! I've literally done no research for this!
Boy.
Yeah, that fall doesn't get any easier. Alright, where am I? Mall. Oh, a mall.
Yeah.
Oh, surely there's evil here. Ooh, what's it going out of business? There's so many of them. That store must really be taking off. Oh, who's that guy in the three-piece? He's all business. Definitely looks like a real jerk. All dressed up, got three guys behind him carrying his bags. That's gotta be him. Oh, look, he's got the tattoo on his hand. That's my guy. I'm going over there. Excuse me? Excuse me, jerk? Mr. Jerk? Sir? Sir?
Can I help you, fella?
Who are you talking to, Martin?
This different fella next to me.
Yeah, you're the jerk, right? All dressed up, buying lots of fancy things for yourself. You're even forcing other guys to carry your bags. I know all about your type.
Actually, these bags are going directly over to the Toys for Tots office down the street, and the guys carrying the toys, they're getting paid by the mall to do it, and I'm probably going to slap a nice little tip on them, too.
I knew there was evil here.
Evil? What exactly are you talking about, pal? It's Christmas.
I don't know who you're talking to, Martin, but Merry Christmas anyway. We gotta go help Seth Cook out, and you know he ain't gonna tip us.
Oh, man, poor guys. Okay, I'll pay you double then. You guys take care and have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Martin. You too.
Hi.
How did you get in here?
I'm an angel.
Okay. Can I drop you off somewhere?
No, I'm here to help you change your ways and teach you the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, I suppose everyone could use a little Christmas lesson. All right, buddy, hit me up.
No, I don't think you're getting it. You're evil incarnate, and your soul is doomed. So,
harsh. All right, buddy. Shelter, hospital.
Here, you know what? Let me prove it.
Are we in first century Judea?
Yes, Martin Cole. This is the birth of the Christ, the true reason for the season. As you can see, this is the moment God became man to save all of you filthy humans from sin.
Deep and dreamlessly, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of man, while mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wonderland. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. To human heart, the blessing. souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enter sin. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born to us today. Let tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
You know what? That's beautiful, Alan. Really an incredible experience.
Do you understand the true meaning of Christmas now?
Yeah, it's kind of like the sermon I gave last week.
What?
Well, I'm a deacon at the church. It's been great. I mean, I just saw the nativity in real life. But I really think you got the wrong guy. I mean, I love Christmas. I'm a good guy. I give to charity. I'm generous with my employees. Plus, I'm a deacon, for crying out loud.
Deacons can be evil.
No, they can't, Alan.
Ever see Evil Deacon 3?
Is that a movie, or...?
You're a wicked, wicked man, Martin Cole.
I'm sorry. I've prayed my whole life for some sort of vision, but I really don't think I'm the guy you want. Is it possible that you've got the wrong guy?
Hey, that sounds like you singing.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. It was in a band.
Ah, band. That is evil.
It's not evil, Alan. I just don't like to talk about it.
Why?
Well, sometimes things happen. Bands break up. Like I said, I don't like to talk about it. But let me tell you this. If anyone needs saving, it's probably Seth.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Who's Seth? Well, Seth was the guitar player in Martin's band. Years ago, he'd cut Martin and the drummer Charlotte Wilson out of the group. Seth swore up and down it was their manager's decision, and Martin believed him. He believes him to this day, in fact. But either way, he's made peace with it. Seth, on the other hand, went solo, and he's far from tranquil. The years have made him jaded and cruel. Well, I'll let you see for yourselves. Martin and Alan are on their way to the studio right now to meet Seth. Perhaps old Martin could leave old Alan with him and go about his day. Perhaps. Tonight.
Hey, I thought that was a great take, Seth.
Great? Great? I'll tell you when it's great. I'll fire all you fools. Done it before and I'll do it again.
Come on, man. It's Christmas Eve. Let's just pick it up again in a couple of days.
You guys are worthless. Never in my life been around anything.
Seth, there's some guy here to see you. He may or may not be talking to himself, just so you know.
Huh? Whatever, man. I don't have time for anyone. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I think you're going to want to talk to this guy.
What? Fine. Whatever. Send him in. Anyone's better company than these fools in here.
Now, before we go in there, you gotta understand some things. No one else can see me, so don't introduce us or anything.
What? I thought you were gonna be able to follow him around now instead. I'm pretty sure he's the one who needs you.
And that may be true, Martin, but unfortunately I can't. What's that saying you people have? I can't switch horses in midstream? You get it?
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
We angels only get a chance at wings once every 100 years, you see. Once we commit to a person, we're stuck. We either help them or we miss our chance. So if Seth is our guy, then we're probably in this together. Sorry. All right, they're coming to get us. Or you. I have the power to give visions. Now, since I'm specifically attached to this account, I can unfortunately only show you these visions. So you'll have to relay anything you see to your old friend. You get it?
All right, sir. Seth will see you now.
Thanks.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the ghost of Christmas past,
He can see me.
He's talking to me. Remember, you're not a ghost.
Right. Yeah, not a ghost. Got it.
Who you talking to?
No one. Never mind.
Whatever. What brings you to my office? You have a flock of lost sheep or something to find?
No, just one lonely lamb, Seth.
I see you haven't changed. So what? You need an autograph for somebody? Looking for some royalties? Or wait, you want to put the band back together?
Not quite. I'll just come out with it. Okay, you're gonna think this sounds nuts, but hear me out. There's an angel here, and, Well, he's come to basically Christmas carol you.
So some guy wants to sing me a song?
No. Like Dickens' Christmas Carol, he wants to show you visions and stuff. Well, show me visions, but I could tell you about them, you know, to help you.
You say you got some ghost on your arm, but I'm the one who needs help?
Don't be ridiculous, Seth. Ghosts aren't real.
Martin, I'm not sure you're real at this point. What do you honestly want?
I'm not quite sure yet, to be honest, but I'm gonna doodly-doo back in time or something with Alan.
Alan? Who the heck is Alan?
Alan's the angel.
You have an angel named Alan?
Yes, Seth. Why is this so hard to understand? Anyway, I'm gonna do this doodly-doo thing and try and find a time in your past where you may have gone wrong, and I think I can help you, Seth.
Martin, I'm almost worried about you. I tell you what, I don't care how or when you do your little doodly-doo, just doodly-doo it somewhere else, okay? I've got some work to do.
Here we are. Christmas past. There's 10-year-old Seth.
Looks like he got a guitar for Christmas. He's terrible. But he looks pretty happy. I don't think we're going to learn anything here, Alan.
All right, let's try next year.
Looks about the same.
All right, next year.
It's just Seth with a new guitar again. Let's just skip ahead a few years.
All right. This is Seth with his high school band, Turd Polisher.
Oh, great name. Where's Seth?
Oh, he's not in the band anymore. They kicked him out. They said he wasn't good enough, even though he started the band.
Well, that's gotta be it. He got kicked out of his own band. That must be why he never talked about his old bands and why he turned into such a control freak. Alan, I think we're onto something here. Let's go ahead a few more years to when our band broke up. Because, you know, to be honest, I've always kind of felt like there was a little bit more to it than that. Wow. I never thought I'd see this place again. And there we are! God, I'm so young. Look at us. Hard to believe this is the last time we'd ever play together, really.
He really kicked you out on a Christmas? What a jerk.
Well, he had his reasons.
Hey, who's Seth talking to?
Oh, that's Lou Blackburn. Real snake. Yeah, shady character.
What are they talking about?
Well, probably just business stuff. Seth always took care of that stuff.
How about we go take a listen?
Hey, you guys are great tonight. Your stuff is selling like crazy. You all over the radio? Thanks, Lou, but what is it, kid? I don't know. Sometimes I just wonder, maybe those guys are sort of holding me back, you know? Maybe it's time to go solo. Solo? You guys are on fire right now. Why mess with a good thing? Lou, I'm the one doing all the work. I'm the talent. I'm the face of the band. They'd be nothing without me, and I think I'm less with them. Come on, kid. You guys are a team. You really think you got it alone? Martin writes half your songs. Yeah, the bad ones. Trust me, I'll do way better on my own. I'll make more money and you'll make more money. This is for the best. Money ain't everything, kid. Remember, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his soul? Well, we're about to find out. Why not at least go on tour? You know, see how that goes. No way, they're gone today. Today? It's Christmas, man. No way. I'm done with them. Let's start audition replacements tomorrow. All right, kid. But if that's the way you want it, I think you're making a big mistake.
Seth told us it was Lou's idea to kick us out, but it looks like it was Seth's idea all along.
I'm beginning to think you're right about my mission. Let's go check out Christmas present.
It appeared Alan decided they might need some help reaching Seth, so he took them over to Charlotte Wilson's house. Charlotte hadn't dropped a beat since the band broke up. Unlike Martin, though, Charlotte never forgave Seth. But maybe if Alan can get the three of them together again, well, Charlotte can learn to forgive, and maybe, just maybe, Seth can free himself from the guilt. You see, guilt can eat a man's soul, you know. And if Seth can find some peace, it could just set him free. And Alan might just earn those wings after all. Well, let's check in with Charlotte, shall we?
Where are we?
You don't recognize this place? It's just a modest house on a modest street. I see you've been kept up with your old bandmates, Martin. Let's go inside and check it out.
Oh, wait, this is Charlotte's house. You know, she really was a great drummer. I should get her in the praise band at the church.
Maybe you should, Martin. But that'll be a story for a different day. For now, we should focus on the task at hand.
Hey, kids! Supper will be ready in about an hour.
Hey, honey. If it's gonna be a while till we eat, then you should have some time to play a couple of Christmas songs with me and the kids.
Yay!
Nah. I don't really like doing that kind of thing anymore.
But it's Christmas, honey, and music used to be your life. I think it's been long enough. It's time to let it go.
No, it's not that. I just don't feel it anymore, and I don't think I need you to tell me when it's time to let it go. Besides, the music thing is all in my past. I've moved on. Playing, does more harm than good these days. It's really more trouble than it's worth.
You know what, Alan? Music was pretty much the reason she got up in the morning, and she just closed the book on all that?
Well, it certainly looks that way, Martin. Sort of looks like the band breaking up took the wind out of her sails. Sad thing, too. I'd have to say music is the closest link you humans have to heaven. To lose that, I just couldn't imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that, Alan. But Seth hasn't lost his link to heaven. He pretty much lives in the studio, yet somehow he isn't any happier than Charlotte.
Well, should we check up on him and see?
Like right now?
Sure. There's no time like the present. Looks like Seth's all alone again for Christmas this year.
This happens a lot?
Oh, shut up! You're all idiots! I make more money than all of you!
Well, he's pretty much alienated himself from everyone he's ever known, Martin.
There's really no way to go through life, is it?
No, it sure isn't. He got what he wanted, though. Fame, fortune, adoring fans. But in reality, he lost all the truly important things in the process.
So, he does this every year. Sits alone in his apartment, yells at his TV on Christmas. Can't be all there is to this guy. Let's see if he turns it around by next year. Where are we now?
Primrose Cemetery.
Is Seth here?
Sort of.
That headstone. Is that Seth's? What happened?
Well, you know, lonely guy, nothing to live for.
How far in the future are we exactly?
This is next year.
Next year? Oh, Scrooge saw himself dead, but he changed it, and we can change things for Seth, right?
This is the future for Seth, unless he finds a new path.
Then let's get back, man. We gotta warn him. Take me back home right now. I just gotta make a quick stop at home here. Gotta drop this stuff off, have my wife take him over to the shelter, and then we'll go see Seth.
Martin, my God, is that you? The cadaver dogs have been searching for your body for hours.
What are you talking about? This is the same time I come home every night, honey.
Did you hit your head? You've been gone for 3 days.
Very funny, Kelly. Where are the kids, by the way?
If you must know, they're out searching for your dead body.
Kelly, I've been gone for like 2 hours.
3 days, Martin. You've been gone for 3 days. We had to call off the Christmas party. The shelter never got your donations. The people who aren't worried sick and out there searching for you are probably outside starving somewhere. Now tell me, Martin, where have you been? Are you in some kind of trouble?
No. Well, yes, but not me. Someone else is in trouble.
Someone else is in trouble? And only you can save them?
Yes! Well, I think so. Well, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, but I have to try, you see. I don't have time to explain right now, honey. I'm home, I'm safe, call off the dogs and stop worrying. I'm gonna be back as soon as I can.
Martin, wait!
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power, we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, the blessed babe was born. And laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. To which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
came to Bethlehem, where our dear Savior lay. They found him in a manger, where oxen feed on hay. His mother Mary kneeling down unto the Lord did pray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Some praises all within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth efface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
What happened? How did we skip 3 days? The spirits did it for Scrooge in what, like one night?
You know, I might have sort of forgot to do the time compression thing. Ding, doggone it! This is the same thing happened 300 years ago! And we just have a few hours till midnight.
What happens at midnight?
We're only given until midnight on Christmas Eve to accomplish our mission. After that, we go back to heaven.
That's a dumb rule. Who made that up?
Oh, no one important, just the creator of the universe.
I suppose.
Yeah. What does it matter now? There's no time to save Seth, and now your Christmas is ruined, too. God, this always happens. I always mess things up. Stupid Alan. I'm really sorry. I should just go back home now. Maybe I'll try it again in 100 years.
But Seth doesn't have 100 years. Okay, and sure, this Christmas is all messed up for me, but things are going to be okay for me. Kelly's put up with a lot over the years. We'll get through this, but we got to make sure the last few hours count, all right? Maybe Seth doesn't get saved on Christmas, so what? What does it matter if it's December 25th or March 3rd? We just got to keep trying.
I guess you're right.
And you, so you don't get your wings this time. So what? Gave it your best shot, and the most important thing right now, right, would be saving Seth, another human being or something like that?
Maybe angels don't need wings to fly. All right, what's the plan?
Let's go see Charlotte.
You know what? I can get us there faster. Please let me help.
Okay, have at it. Wow, that was neat, but where's my car?
I mean, you have insurance, right?
Martin?
Hey, I don't have a lot of time to explain, but I'm not sure time would help anyway. I think Seth might be in trouble.
Seth? Why should I care about Seth? Would he do anything for us if we were in trouble?
He's going to be dead by next Christmas if we don't do something.
How do you know that?
Like I said, I really can't explain right now.
Well, then I guess I can't really help you.
That did not go very well.
No, it did not. All right, let's go warn Seth at least. It's all we got left.
Seth! Seth!
What, Martin? You're gonna die! Like, for reals!
Is that a threat?
What? No! But if you don't do exactly what I say, you're gonna die.
Terry, please call the police.
What are you doing? I'm not dangerous!
Is what every dangerous person says.
I'm trying to help you, Seth! Let me help you!
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. So blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes are falling, as the windows blue memories start calling, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue blue, blue Christmas.
This is a disaster. Seth is gonna die and I'm stuck here.
Hey, remember what you told me. Don't give up, please.
I got an idea. George Bailey me.
What? What is that?
From It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh yeah, that movie about Clarence. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, you have to understand though, you can't change anything. It's only a vision.
Bailey me, please.
You mean Seth?
Oh yeah, Bailey me for him then, whatever. Wow.
Yeah, that was not very helpful, was it?
Everything was pretty much the same.
Even a little better. Hey, look at Charlotte. She's a Grammy winner.
Yeah, and you had your wings.
I know. I didn't see that coming. Look at that. 11:59. I guess this is it for me.
No wings, but you did what you could. And I can still work on Seth, assuming I can make bail.
Yo, Cole! You're getting out.
Huh?
He's dropping the charges. Who are you talking to in there?
Oh, Alan, he's... no one.
Man, why do I always get stuck working Christmas with all these crazies?
Man, these crazies are getting crazier.
Now with Alan gone, it looked like Martin had to save Seth by himself. Alan may not have gotten those wings, but Martin still planned to push through. After all, he still cared about his old friend. Although at the moment, it looked more like Martin was being rescued by Seth.
Seth, you bailed me out?
Yeah, I guess I did.
But you're also the guy who put me in here, you know.
Yeah, but I'm worried about you, Martin. I guess I had a change of heart.
Change of heart, eh? Well, that's a good thing, Seth. I think you sort of need one.
I need a change of heart? What did I ever do that was so wrong? You're the one who's off his nut these days. All this talk about angels and premonitions. I have half a mind to let him keep you in here tonight for your own safety.
Hey, I know you're never going to believe me on this angel stuff, but I learned a lot, Seth. And for one, I know it wasn't Lou who suggested that you fire the rest of the band. That was all on you, and you know it. And the thing is, I do too now. But you know what? I forgive you. I've made a great life for myself. But I can't say it had the same effect on... you or Charlotte.
Charlotte? What on earth is so wrong in Charlotte's life? She's got a nice house, perfect family. I can't say it's all gone south for her.
There's some truth to that, but people eventually tend to make the best of their situations, you know. When we all went our separate ways, Charlotte pretty much, well, she gave up on the thing that made her who she was, really.
And the angel showed you all this, huh? He told you breaking up the band was my idea?
He didn't have to tell me anything. I watched it with my own eyes, Seth. But it doesn't matter anymore. Everyone makes mistakes, and I can't help but wonder if you don't feel just a little bit guilty about it? I hope so, at least. Charlotte gave up on music, and that was all she was, and now her flame's pretty much burned out.
Charlotte is a grown woman, Martin. She can make her own decisions. I may have ended the band, but she stopped the music.
Maybe, but you certainly played a pretty big part in that decision. And what about you?
What about me?
Well, sure, you still have the music, but you pretty much lost everything else. You threw your friends to the fire. When the smoke cleared, the only one that was left was you. Alan.
Alan, your angel friend.
Yes, Seth, my angel friend. Alan told me that music was an earthly link to heaven or something like that, and Charlotte lost it. And you don't use it. But like you said, grown men and women, they can make their own decisions. Right about now, I've decided I'm going to go home, try to explain things with my wife, and see if I can catch the rest of the midnight service.
Hey, Lou, do we still have Charlotte's number?
As the two men parted ways, Seth grew more concerned for Martin than himself. Perhaps his heart was changing after all. Seth did get a hold of Charlotte and invited her to play a few songs with him that night at Martin's church. The way Seth saw things, if the three of them were to sing a few carols while in the presence of the Lord Almighty, then perhaps the fences would be mended. And maybe Martin would stop seeing things. After all, Seth still cared about his old friend.
No, I was supposed to sing tonight, wasn't I?
Yeah, among other things you were supposed to do.
Well, it was worth a try. I kind of had to. I'm sure they found someone. Plus, I'm really not there anyway.
We'd like to thank our hometown hero, Seth Cook.
And the best drummer in the world, Charlotte Wilson.
Thanks, Seth. When Seth called, I was surprised and delighted. I never expected to be drumming tonight, but I'm so glad I am here.
And ladies and gentlemen, the third and final member of December's Children, Martin Cole!
Oh my God, Marty, this is amazing. Go up there. What are you waiting for?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, and thank you, Seth. Well, we weren't exactly known for our Christmas songs, but I think I can remember a few. Alan, buddy, this one's for you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
And now our story ends. It's a funny thing, the way things happen. Martin and Alan's determination to save Seth through sermons and ghosts of the past, none of which he understood, had inadvertently caused Seth to worry more about Martin's mental stability, and it was that newfound concern for others, you see, that changed Seth. Even so, it was Alan who had set the whole thing in motion, and for that, our hero did indeed earn his wings.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Well, the treetops glistening, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow will lie, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white. Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and our children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow. Well, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Out these bad boys.
What? Those are pigeon wings.
What in the heck fire do I have to do to please you guys?
Hey, why don't you try knock out 99% of germs on contact?
We know.
On contact.
You're a hand sanitizer. We get it.
Yeah.
So, Alan, why don't you tell us about it? Tell us the story.
Mr. Big Shot.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you the story. It went something like this.
On the earth, goodwill to men from heaven.
written on by prophet seed of old. Will ever circling o'er the years shall come the time foretold. When all new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace, their King, and all the world send back the song which now the angels sing. Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle and a jingling feed. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
Quite a story.
And so well acted! You completely won me over!
I thought it was a little derivative.
Don't listen to that guy, Alan. Don't listen to him. You wrapped up
I
the
ends. I don't know who that guy is.
You put it in a perfect package.
Well, yeah, I thought so. I thought it was pretty good. It's quite a
beautiful story.
Thank you, Imperial.
I'm sorry, Alan.
I know. I'm glad you came around.
You know what I gotta say? Merry Christmas, Alan. Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You know what? Merry Christmas to you guys,
too.
Way
to go.
Glad you got
you. You guys are the best friends I ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are the best friends I ever had.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10 glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is a wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is a hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is a carol that you sing right within your.
It's a wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is a carol that you sing right within.